This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado blew through the million case threshold on Monday as the Omicron wave quickly piles on cases. That's according to the state's COVID-19 dashboard. On Friday, the most recent day with data, the state health department reported 989,000 cases. More than 50,000 were recorded over the weekend. Denver Health pulmonologist Dr. Anuj Mehta is urging people to get vaccinated, get a booster, and wear a mask.
Regardless of what your local rules are, I am a strong believer that everybody should be masking indoors because we know that remains highly effective at preventing spread.
On Monday, the state health department reported 1,402 people hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's up about 400 since Christmas Day. The Broncos are going up for sale. A judge in Denver's Second District Court has terminated a right of first refusal agreement between the late Edgar Kaiser's Vancouver-based firm RORF Holding and the Pat Bolin estate. Kaiser passed away in 2012, and the judge ruled the right of refusal cannot transfer after his death. Previous owner Bolin died in 2019, putting the ownership of the Broncos in doubt. With the disagreement settled, now a sale can move forward. It's estimated the Broncos will demand $4 billion on the market. This is CPR News. Right now in Boulder, it's 38 degrees, Grand Junction 32, Craig 11. This is CPR News.